Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking a Jungle ARP idea from Session View and turning it into a proper arranged DNB section in Ableton Live 12, using resampling as the main creative move. And this is a really important workflow to get under your fingers, because in Jungle and drum and bass, the magic is usually not in writing some giant complex melody from scratch. It's in taking one strong loop and making it evolve. You want repetition, but you want the repetition to feel alive. That's the whole game. So the mindset here is simple. Don't think of the ARP as a finished MIDI part. Think of it as a performance source. We're going to jam it, print it, cut it up, and shape it into something that sounds like an intentional breakdown or pre-drop phrase. Let's start in Session View. Create a MIDI track and load up a stock Ableton synth like Wavedable, Analog, or Operator. If you want a darker jungle flavor, work in a minor key or something modal, like a minor or D Phrygian. Keep the pattern short and simple. One bar is enough. Two bars if you want a little more movement, but don't overcomplicate it. Aim for 3 to 5 notes max. Use 1/16 notes if you want that classic urgent bounce, or build a syncopated pattern with some gaps in it. Those gaps matter. In DNB, space is part of the groove. If the ARP is constantly talking, it starts fighting the break. If it breathes, it sits in the pocket. A good starting sound is a saw wave with a slightly detuned second oscillator or a bright Wavedable with some edge. Keep the filter fairly controlled, somewhere in that 1.5 to 4 kHz zone depending on how bright you want it. Use a short decay and release so it feels plucky and responsive. We are not going for a washed out pad here. We want something that can hit, dance, and then get resampled into a more dramatic phrase. Before we resample anything, shape the sound a little with stock effects. A solid chain would be auto filter, saturator, echo, and utility. Use auto filter to give the ARP movement. You can automate the cutoff later, but even a fixed cutoff gives the sound a point of focus. Saturator adds a bit of edge and helps the printed audio feel more alive. Echo gives you those rhythmic tails that can turn into transition moments later. And utility is there to keep the stereo width under control if the ARP starts getting too wide. Here's the teacher note. Don't try to fully mix it right now. Just make it interesting enough that you'll want to capture it. If the ARP already feels exciting in Session View, the resample process will give you even more to work with. Now let's print it. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling. Arm that track and let the ARP play while you record a few passes. Try to capture at least one clean pass, one pass where you move the filter, and one pass where you push the delay a little harder or let some extra modulation happen. This is where the magic starts, because now you're not just copying a MIDI loop, you're capturing a performance. And that audio recording becomes raw material you can shape like a DJ editing a phrase. A lot of producers get stuck endlessly tweaking the MIDI when the better move is to commit. If a moment sounds good, print it. You can always come back to the original MIDI later if you need to, but the resampled audio is going to give you those little human imperfections, those tiny tining quirks, and those accidental textures that make jungle feel real. Now move into arrangement view. Take the best bits of the resampled audio and start building a phrase. Zoom in and listen for the strongest note attacks, the most musical tails, and any little moments that have character. Slice around those points. Nudge a few slices earlier or later if you want more syncopation. Reverse one or two slices to create tension before a hit. Shorten tails if they're stepping on the kick or snare. This is where the loop starts becoming an arrangement. If you've got a nice phrase, keep the first part fairly stable and let the second half become more active. Maybe the first four bars are the core idea, then the next four bars have extra chops, a reverse hit, or a delay throw. That kind of shape gives the listener a sense of progression without needing a whole new melody. And here's a really useful intermediate trick. Use clip fades and consolidation often. Once you've built a nice audio edit, consolidate it. Turn it into a committed phrase that helps you stop endlessly experimenting and start actually finishing sections. Now bring in the drums. Add a break loop or a chopped break underneath the ARP. For jungle and DNB, the ARP and the break need to talk to each other. They shouldn't both be trying to dominate the same space. Let the break keep its rhythmic identity and let the ARP float above it or weave around it. If the ARP is busy, simplify the break. If the break is energetic, leave more air in the ARP. That call and response balance is one of the biggest reasons some loops feel like tracks and others just feel like loop playback. A simple arrangement shape could be this. The first 8 bars are filtered ARP plus break, then the sub fades in around bars 9 to 16, then the ARP gets brighter and more chopped, and then the last section becomes a breakdown or pre-drop with extra tension. Now we get into the core idea of the lesson. transformation through automation. The session view loop should not just sit there unchanged in arrangement view. It should evolve over time. Use automation on auto filter, echo feedback, reverb dry slash wet, utility width, saturator drive, and even track volume where needed. For example, start the ARP dark and narrow. You can have the filter low pass around 400 to 800 HC at the beginning, then slowly open it over 8 to 16 bars. Right before a transition, push the echo feedback up for a beat or two so it blooms into the next section. Narrow the stereo image during the breakdown, then open it slightly as you approach the drop. And if a drum fill needs to punch through, dip the ARP volume briefly so the drums have space to hit. That's the D&B mindset. Tension and release at club speed. A simple ARP can carry a whole breakdown if the filter, delay, and width are moving with intention. Now let's add the sub. Use a clean mono sub patch, something like a sine wave or a very soft triangle in operator, wave eatable or analog. Keep it simple and keep it centered. The sub should support the ARP, not compete with it. Follow the root notes where possible. Keep the low end under control and leave gaps where the ARP is carrying the tension. If the ARP is bright and active, keep the sub rhythm simpler. If the ARP is sparse, the sub can become a little more conversational. Think of the sub as the glue line underneath the phrase. This is also where you can create contrast with small details. And a reversed resample slice before a phrase change. Throw a bit of reverb or delay on the final note of a bar. Use beat repeat on one slice if you want a quick fill. And a noise riser or a filtered texture over the last few bars. And if you want that classic pre-drop hit, strip the drums for one bar right before the full section lands. Keep those moments sparse. The best transitions usually feel engineered, not overpacked. If you want to go a bit deeper, try some phrase level variation. Duplicate the ARP clip and make each four bar repeat slightly different. Maybe one version ends on a higher note. Maybe one version has a missing hit. Maybe one has a reverse tail. Maybe one only gets extra delay on the last note. Those tiny changes keep the listener engaged without forcing you to write a whole new part. You can also try a slice to MIDI hybrid. Resample the ARP, slice it into a drum rack or simpler, then re-trigger the slices in a new rhythm. That's a great way to turn one idea into a new hook. Another strong move is automation by phrase stage. Make the first 8 bars darker and narrower. Open things up in the next 8, then add more delay, more stereo spread, and maybe a slightly louder or brighter version in the final 4 bars before the drop. That gives the section a clear emotional arc. And here is a very important note. Tiny imperfections are your friend. In jungle and D&B, a slightly late note, a nudged slice, or a little timing offset can make the phrase feel much more human and much more musical. Don't quantize the life out of it. Before you call it done, do a proper mix check in the arrangement. Mono the low end. Make sure the sub is solid but not overpowering the kick. Check that the ARP still cuts through in the mids without being harsh. Make sure the break keeps its transient detail. And make sure the breakdown loses energy deliberately, not by accident. If the ARP disappears, either bring up some presence around the 1 to 4 kHz range or reduce competing effects. If the top end feels too sharp, ease off around 6 to 9 kHz with a gentle EQ cut. And don't chase loudness too early. Leave headroom. You want the drop to hit later. So the big takeaway here is this. Build the ARP in session view, resample it, then use arrangement view to transform it into a real D&B phrase. That's how a loop becomes a section. That's how a simple idea starts feeling like a finished jungle breakdown. If you want to practice this properly, try making a 1-bar ARP, recording 2 or 3 resampled passes, building an 8 to 16 bar arrangement from that material, adding a break and a mono sub, and then finishing with one reverse slice or delay throw into a fake drop. That's the workflow. Keep it tight, keep it dark, and let the audio do the heavy lifting.